Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Ferris Robinson was sentenced Wednesday to 21 years in prison for a November 25, 2023 shooting in Appleton, which injured one man. The 31-year-old Robinson was convicted by a jury of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was also placed on extended supervision for 12 years by Judge Mitchell Metropolis. The shooting took place early in the morning of November 25th. Police said a single shot was fired as they were arriving for a report of a large physical disturbance. One person was hospitalized with a gunshot wound. Police said they were unable to find the shooter among the people running away from the scene. Police used surveillance video and traffic cameras to identify Robinson, matching clothing from the scene to images of Robinson on social media. Several individuals also identified Robinson. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to the arm. Parts of DePuyer High School are closed until further notice after significant flooding due to Wednesday's rain. Heavy rainfall blanketed most of northeast Wisconsin Wednesday, bringing high waters and downing power lines across the area. Some of the worst of that flooding was in DePuyer near the high school on Chicago Street. District officials asked families in an email Wednesday night to avoid the high school unless absolutely necessary. Parts of the high school, the office, gym, auditorium, and weight room are open but should still be avoided. District officials are assessing the full extent of the damage. A Clintonville facility is expanding, adding more than 100 full-time jobs. Single-use tableware manufacturer Hoffmaster Group, Inc. is expanding its operations for a $65 million investment that includes the acquisition of an adjacent parcel and construction of an 86,000-square-foot expansion of its Clintonville facility. Construction is expected to start this month and expected to conclude in spring of 2027. A 29-year-old sex offender will be living in the city of Oshkosh starting on Sunday. Marcos Salgado Solis has no permanent residence lined up yet and will be homeless. He will be on electronic monitoring and will be on probation until August 25th of 2028. He was convicted in Winnebago County in 2023 of three counts of causing a child from 13 to 18 to view sexual activity. The victim was a teenage girl he knew. He's currently incarcerated at Kettle Moraine Correctional Institution. A state grant of $117,500 will help the city of Oshkosh launch its Onboard to Oshkosh initiative, a community attraction and relocation program designed to welcome new residents to Oshkosh. The funds from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will support workforce development and economic growth. Eligible applicants will apply through the City of Oshkosh Community Development Department. To be eligible, applicants must live outside Wisconsin at the time of application, move to Oshkosh, and have a job with an annual individual income of $55,000. Approved applicants may receive reimbursement of relocation expenses and other community-based incentives. The featured artist of the month for Town Square Community Center in Green Lake is one of the original founders of the Green Lake Conservancy. The Land, Legacy, and Art exhibit opening for Pat Dobrinska's art is this Friday from 4 until 7. Pat will make remarks at 5. Mark DeSone of the Conservancy says Pat's paintings were inspired by lands preserved by the Conservancy. There will be light refreshments, live music, and a cash bar. There is a display of the Conservancy's properties at Town Square, or you can check them out on the Conservancy's website, greenlakeconservancy.org. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.